Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 To the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Side on this somewhat overcast Friday morning. It's Bob Romanek. It's 10:07, and as always, we're here to, I guess, attempt to entertain you. And if you're not entertained, turn it off, go someplace, go do something else, because we really, really, really don't give a damn.
Yeah, that's like a white horse, you cracker. Drop dead, you honky.
Yeah, that's my, again, the president of my fan club, so you know where she stands with me, so I can imagine the rest of us. We're going to start off, and again, lines are open today. If anybody has anything intelligent to say, we are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430, on the east side, 394-1190. And as always, who said it first, as I do everything, I always say it 1 week, 2 week, 3 weeks before it happens, but in today's St. Louis Post disgrace, Steve Stinger to plead guilty. Big front page, top fold, great big letter. Stinger to plead guilty. Former county executive could face years in prison. Now, I said it yesterday, he's not going to get years in prison. The deal's already been cut. The deal, I believe, was cut Monday when he pled not guilty, knowing that he was going to plead out to these guilty charges. So they've already, I believe, worked up some kind of deal with Stinger, and that's okay. That's okay as long as he's going to get some time, as long as he's going to get in trouble for all the crap he did. You know, I don't give a damn if he gets 10 years, 15 years, even 5 years, because he's going to be out of office. And as always, that's usually the biggest part of the situation, is getting these asswipe bastards out of office, but he will plead out. I think today he's going to plead out to, I don't know what he's going to plead out to. They haven't really said in the paper. They've kind of skated around that, but it says Stinger's a 47-year-old Democrat, was reelected just in November, was indicted last week on 3 charges of theft of honest services. And they said that that he will plead guilty on Friday, scheduled to plead guilty today, the U.S. Attorney's Office and his lawyer have both said. So I guess that'll be taking place sometime later this morning or early afternoon at the federal courthouse. And I'm sure he's not a happy camper and should not be. I didn't know much about Stinger, didn't want much to do with him. I thought he was an asswipe from the get-go, kind of a smart-ass little son of a bitch. But the people that didn't like him, which were a lot more than the people that did like him, I think they're happy that he's finally gone. It says here that he helped people enrich themselves and their companies by secretly obtaining favorable actions for themselves and for their companies through corrupt means. And yeah, there's going to be probably, when it's all said and done, there's going to be more indictments. I don't know about his good friend, Mr. Rallo. I know he was involved in some of this crap, John Rallo. But I think when it's all said and done, there's going to be a few more guilty pleas, because Stinger can probably give a lot of information. And I think he's probably has already done that. And that's why the deal's been cut so early. And as you people know, the first one on the train gets the best deal. But it says the biggest reduction of a possible prison sentence could come if Stinger cooperates in an investigation against others. But he said, although, in quotes, you don't usually use the big fish to get the lesser fish. And I believe that. So I would think, even though Stinger was the St. Louis County executive, I think he may have some information. But when they say each of his crimes could get up to 20 years in prison, he'll be lucky if he gets 36 months in prison. And I don't know that for a fact, but I would just about bet that he'll get no more than 36 months. And it's good that this crap happens, because it gets all these ass wipes and people. It's going to take another 20 years of this Steven Stinger crap to get our political system even close. You hear me? Even close to being close to correct. And it's unbelievable how they'll just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And again, you heard it first here 2 or 3 weeks ago. And when I do get any more information, I will definitely let you know. Talked yesterday and a couple days ago about the mayor of Baltimore, Catherine Pugh. Well, she's going to resign, or she has resigned. I think she resigned early this morning. Resignation came exactly a week after her city hall offices and homes were raided by the FBI and the IRS. So I think it's just a matter of time. I don't know how much time she'll get, but I think she's probably, again, not the leader of what's going on in Baltimore, Maryland. But it says her resignation provides a measure of resolution after weeks of uncertainty and mounting pressure for her to step down. And I think it's going to get a little bit worse in Baltimore, Maryland before it gets better. But again, I brought this to you last week, told you that I thought she was going to be resigning. And as always, I don't give you information until I've researched it and double researched it. And it's really amazing. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Ralph. You're on the dark side.
Ralph Gomez.
Yes, go ahead, Ralph.
What about Tim Gardner? That nigger has been to the Supreme Court, the appellate court. He's wasted time, wasted money. What is the deal with that? There's got to be something going on there.
Now, Ralph, what are you referring to? Her not getting things her way, or I don't understand exactly where you're going.
She's lost in every court she's went to about this Tisby guy, and she keeps spending money and keeps going to another court over Tisby. There's got to be a can of worms there somewhere.
You know, Ralph, I agree with you. I don't really know what's going on in that situation, but I think in the city of St. Louis, they want to do whoever wants to do it the right way. But I think they understand that this Kim Gardner is really, really, really a cancer to the good people of St. Louis, both black and white. I've talked to enough black people who don't think anything about her. And I think, Ralph, at the end of the day, this stuff all will come about. I think this Tisby will eventually be charged. And I honestly think, and I don't know for a fact, but I think it's coming where the circuit attorney, Kim Gardner, will resign because she won't want to come under oath. What's your opinion?
There's got to be more than that than this Tisby thing. That's why she's hiding everything. She spent a ton of money. My opinion is, yeah, she's going to go down. There's no doubt. I know a few people up there, and she's going to go down. But it just keeps going and going and going, spending taxpayers' money to the Supreme Court, the Appellate Court, and everywhere else. It's a can of worms, I bet, when they open it up.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Ralph, and thanks for the call. I agree with you. I think what's going to happen with this Kimberly Gardner stuff, the St. Louis circuit attorney, I think at the end of the day, she'll spend all the money that she can spend. She'll have no more money to spend. And I think what she'll end up doing, and it may take another 3-4 weeks, maybe another month or two, she'll end up saying, hey, it's over for me because I'm not going to fight this corruption in the city of St. Louis. See, that's what they all do. When they get caught, it's always somebody else's fault. And everybody listening to me, I don't care if you like me or not. You know exactly what I'm saying. And this Kim Gardner, I wouldn't give a damn if she was white. I wouldn't give a damn if she was Lily White. She's wrong. She's been wrong. And I think at the end of the day, well, I know she knows that she's wrong, but she's going to fight it as long and hard as she can. But I think at the end of the day, I don't even think the proud black people, I don't think the niggers. I don't think the niggers much care for her. And sure, she'll have a little support in the black community with the niggers. But I don't think if she makes it through her term, which I don't believe she will, but if she does, I don't think she'll run again. I think it'll be all over for her. I think the politicians all throughout the city of St. Louis is understand where she's coming from and where she's going. I don't believe they know exactly where she's coming from, but I believe they know where she's going, and that's going to be right out the door. I haven't talked, and I talk to a lot of people in St. Louis every day. I haven't really talked to anybody other than her little circle that's in with her. I don't even know, you know, at the end of the day, I think she tried to latch on to Wesley Bell, but I don't even think Wesley Bell, the first black prosecuting attorney for St. Louis County, not St. Louis City, St. Louis County, I don't think he wants to get involved in her crap. Now, I don't know what kind of job he's going to do. He hasn't been around long enough to do too much stuff bad. But I think when it's all said and done, they're going to find out that this Kim Gardner is just an accident waiting to happen. And I don't think anybody, and I mean this sincerely, I don't think anybody is going to come around her at the end of the day when the time comes. But back to the situation with the Baltimore mayor. She resigned, and I guarantee you, when it's all said and done, she'll be charged, she'll plead out, and I don't even know, and we're trying to research it, I don't even know if she'll get any jail time, but I think at the end of the day, with the federal grand jury, it's been impaneled, and there's been inquiries into her $800,000 Healthy Holly paperback book about health and nutrition that she had apparently, I say apparently, written on her own. But I think, again, when that's said and done, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a legal problem with her. And again, I don't know how much time she's going to end up doing, but I think those two situations with Gardner, and I think the situation with the resigned mayor of Baltimore, Maryland, Catherine Pugh, I think there will be some legal action taken, but again, don't know how much time will be given. I see, and I read it a little bit ago, in Edmond, Oklahoma, there was a naked teenager was shot in Edmond, Oklahoma, and the Black Lives Matter leader in Oklahoma City, and I'm reading it in quotes, says this week's fatal shooting of a naked unarmed teenager shows an inherent, in quotes, an inherent fear of people of color. Now, this nigger from Oklahoma City is saying that that the white people are afraid of the blacks. So there's going to be shootings. There's going to be more shootings. Not that this gentleman did anything wrong, but the Reverend T. Sherry Dickerson, she's the executive director of the Oklahoma City chapter of Black Lives Matter, says the organization is pushing for more training for officers to recognize inherent biases against black people. Now, what kind of crap is that? Let some white organization start that, and all you people would know where that's going. There's a white organization. They're not going to do that. It says the Oklahoma City Police Department right outside Oklahoma City has yet to interview two officers involved in a fatal shooting who was naked and had broken into a home, maybe to get some clothes. But the mother of the deceased young man, Vicki Lewis, said Wednesday during a press conference on the Oklahoma City Black Lives Matter Facebook page, that she wants more answers about her son's death. I think there'll probably be a lot of answers, Vicki Lewis, about your son's death, and probably most of them you won't like. They said the mother of an unarmed teenager who was naked when police in Oklahoma fatally shot him says she wants more answers about her son's death. She says the only time she had heard from police in the Oklahoma City suburb of Edmond was when they told her that her 17-year-old child, now 17-year-olds, that's not really a child, a 17-year-old young man was dead. But it's amazing, isn't it, people? Anytime a black person is shot, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, some of these black nigger organizations, and there's enough white organizations to go around. Again, there's always enough shame and blame to go around. They want to come out right on Front Street. This happened Wednesday evening, and they're out on Front Street yesterday. They want to flip the script, and they always want to end up doing that. They want to tell you the way they think it is instead of the way it really is. But the Black Lives Matter, it shows. And Black Lives will tell you in Oklahoma City, in Edmond, Oklahoma, a small suburb right outside of Oklahoma City, that the Black Lives Matter, they're going to take care. They're going to take care of this situation. They're not going to let it go. No, the Black Lives Matter's never going to let anything go. I'm reading in the St. Louis American, what a racist, nigger racist piece of political propaganda that is. Syphilis rates up. Funding to fight it down. Cases in Missouri quadrupled the syphilis rate since 2012. Quadrupled, people, four times. In Missouri, the total number of syphilis patients has more than quadrupled since 2012, jumping from 425 to right at 1,900 cases last year. Now, I just wonder, are they going to blame that on the white folks too? They're going to blame syphilis in the black areas on the white folks. Now, I don't know how the hell they ever think they can get away with that, but they've got away with a lot less. They've done a lot less with a lot less only because these niggers, not the proud blacks, as always, keep them out of the equation. These niggers will fight, and again, they don't give a damn what they're fighting for. They're just going to continue to fight until they just lose another one. And when they lose, you know what they do? They go on to something else. They never talk about their 99 losses. They'll talk about their apparent, at times, one victory. And it's a shame, people. And we as proud white and proud black people, we let it go. We don't say nothing to the niggers. We, hey, let it go. Then the next time, what do we say? Let it go. And then one more time, let it go. And when it's all over, everything we say, let it go. And when we say enough, let it go, that's how our country is going to go. We're going to let it go and let it go. I also see in this nigger piece of political crap, the St. Louis American, and it is a racist, a black racist newspaper from start to finish. Now, they've got some white guys. They've got Charles Jerkoff, He's a white guy. I think he thinks he's a nigger, though. And he'll write nasty editorials about white people. And he'll put his name in there, and he'll talk about when he was in the Far East. But they don't want to talk about whenever he put his gas mask on and talked for 3 or 4 minutes and then took it off and says, hey, give me my shrimp now. They were in an office. They weren't outside. They weren't even close to being shot at. But anyway, Western Governors University is among top universities for African Americans seeking degrees. WGU Missouri is committed to providing high quality, career boosting education for adults who want their education. Now this is online now, people. I forgot to tell you that now. You had to know that. For any black looking for an education, they can get it as Missouri's only nonprofit online university was created in 2013 by Governor Jay Nixon. Now, isn't that amazing? It's really amazing. The degree programs are career focused and address key workforce needs, the WGU Missouri official said. Western Governors University, the online university that's going to take care of all the black students for whatever reason, I mean whatever reason, and I'm sure there's 10,000, if not more, that they're going to give you that education. They've got more than 60 bachelor's and master's programs online. WGU graduates see a difference in their lives as doors open to move career opportunities, with many of them earning an average of $21,000 within 4 years of graduation. Now, I don't know if that's a misprint. I would believe that would be a misprint, but do you people understand? They're going to continue to have online universities. They're going to continue to give this up. They're going to continue to have, in essence, reparations for years and years to come, because we, as a proud white community and also the proud blacks, we figure, hey, one more time, let's let it go. One more time, let's let it go. And guess what happens? That one more time ends up being one more time and one more time and one more time, and it never stops. We're going to take a break here shortly, but I want to start off here before we do that the Facebook, they've just banned dangerous individuals cited for hate speech. I'm surprised I'm not probably at the top of the list when it's all over. But after years of pressure to crack down on hate and bigotry, now hate and bigotry on what side? Facebook has banned Louis Farrakhan, the white guy, Alex Jones, and other extremists, saying they violated its ban on dangerous individuals. Now, how is Facebook and Zucker, how can these guys say to anybody, how can they say to anybody that they're dangerous individuals? That's their opinion, of course. You know, they've taken all these right-wing personalities and they've taken them off Facebook now. Where's the left-wing personalities taken off? I haven't seen any of that. I haven't seen Antifa. I haven't seen Black Lives Matter. I haven't seen all these nigger racist black groups. I haven't seen them taken off any Facebook sites, any sites, because as soon as you do, you know what's happened. You're a racist. You're a racist for stopping a black person for giving his opinion. But if you're white, they can take you off in a minute, because see, you're a danger. You're a danger to the community. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. It says as soon as they kick Alex Jones or Laura Loomer off their platform, it immediately ticks of a human number of people, he said. Now, isn't it amazing, people, that we're going to let, and we have to, I don't believe there's anything we can do at this point, that we're going to let this crap happen, that we're going to let Facebook take the names and the opinions off from some people on the right side and not do the same to the people on the left? Think about it. It happens today, it happened last month, it happened last year, and as always, it'll continue. I say it will continue to happen until we, as a decent people, come together and say, as always, say, enough's enough. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Welcome to the dark side on this somewhat cloudy, dreary Friday. I think we're going to end up having a little more rain with us now. Just walk through the door. Our sports director, number one sportsman in this whole great United States of America, our friend and yours, Mr. Kevin Slayton. Kevin, how the hell you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bob. That's some introduction. I don't know if I can measure up.
Well, that's what you wrote for me to say. If you want something different, hand me something different.
You left one part out there where not just the greatest in America, but the greatest in the history of America.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
You missed that word.
I did miss it. Hey, listen to you today, Kevin, and listen to you every day while I'm taking a shower, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, taking my shower, good, bad, or indifferent. And
I don't want to be in your shower.
Yeah, well, sometimes I don't either. You know, isn't it amazing, and I don't know if you listen coming over, but... I talked to just a little bit earlier about Facebook now that they're announcing a ban on the well-known dangerous extremists. Mm-hmm. Now, who the hell is Facebook to say who is the well-known dangerous extremist?
How can they get away with that?
You're the attorney. How the hell do they get away with it?
I don't know. There's got to be a... Look, if I represented Louis Farrakhan, which, of course, shoot me if I ever did.
I'd shoot you before you did. Because
yeah, right. Put me out of my misery. I'd be in court today. I mean, I think the guy's a low-life scum SOB.
I'm sitting right here. Oh, you're talking about the other scum. You're talking about the black Louis Farrakhan.
That's the guy.
Oh, okay, that's the guy.
And if anybody should ever be muzzled, it should be him, but not in this country. I mean, the liberals just don't believe in freedom of speech. They really don't, unless it's their freedom of speech. Yeah.
But why is it always on the right side? It's always the bad guys on the right side of the political aisle.
Farrakhan's on the right side.
Well, I don't mean that. You know, but I mean, it's always the liberals get away with whatever the hell they want. They say what they want. Now, you were right when you talked about one of the senators calling out the Congress lady from Hawaii, but... You know, he'll say that once, and it'll be gone, and the Democrats will go back to saying their lies a thousand times over.
A thousand times. I mean, Pelosi standing up there calling William Barr a liar. William Barr didn't lie about anything, but she lies on a daily basis, and it amazes me. But, of course, remember, Bob, it's the media. If the media would hold the liberals accountable for their lies, we wouldn't have it. But we don't. They know they have political cover from the media.
Yeah.
They always know they do. And look, how many times you could run a montage of idiots on the liberal TV, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, any one of them. You could run a montage of it today when they said there's absolutely no evidence that the Trump campaign was spied on. Here are the facts. They were never spied on. Trump just makes it up. Truth is, they were spied on.
And now Trump's using it. And they don't want to use it.
They're trying to get out ahead of this Inspector General's report. It always comes back to the media. They cover the liberals because they're liberals and they have a liberal agenda.
You know, we had at one time, and we talked about it the last couple of years, you know, Fox News. It was actually pretty good, but I think they're about 50-50 liberal-conservative, don't you?
I think they're about 30-70, 30% conservative, 70%
You think
liberal.
That far?
I think they've gone that far. I really do. This Chris Wallace.
Oh, but he's always been an asswipe.
He's always been a liberal.
Yeah, he's always been an asswipe son of a bitch.
He lived off his dad. His dad was a true journalist. Even though his dad was a liberal, you never knew it. He just did his job.
Yeah, you notice here in the last month or two or three, this Judge Napoliano, he went from being a real concern. I don't know why he got so pissed off, but boy, he went from one side to the other real quick.
Well, I'll tell you why. He wanted Trump to appoint him as a Supreme Court nominee.
Right, yeah.
And Trump told him no. In fact, Trump said in the meeting, why should I appoint you? And I guess Napoliano didn't have a very good answer. And so Napoliano has turned against Trump now for months. This has gone on for months, and now he's the only guy, not even the liberals are screaming, arrest him, obstruction of justice, this. There's no evidence for it.
Yeah. Well, he went quick, though. Napoliano went real quick.
Well, you know, when they don't get their way, they show their true colors.
Do you honestly think that Fox has went that far over in the
life? I really do. Well, think about who's on the air. I mean, just go through them all. Martha McCallum has switched. She's at best 40-60.
Yeah, yeah, well, you're right.
Shannon Bream has switched. She's 30-70. You've got Crazy Hannity, who I think is too far to the right.
Yeah, he's too far for me.
Yeah, he's too far for me. He's an extremist. Most of the stuff he says is crap. But Tucker Carlson's the one I enjoy. He's the only one I watch anymore. You go to the daytime, Neil Cavuto hates Trump. Shepard Smith, he's gay, so he hates Trump. He's always hated him. So, I mean, where do you find... You go on that show called The Five, you got Juan Williams, who's the biggest racist I've ever heard in my life. I'd like to put my foot up his
Wouldn't you love black
to?
Ass.
I would. Yeah, you'd have to stand in line.
Yeah,
I would sprint to see who goes first.
He just deliberately tries to put crap out there.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's always white supremacists. This guy's just the biggest racist that ever walked the earth. And nobody calls him out.
Well, no, Waters calls him out.
I think Gutfeld does.
Yeah, and Waters, Jesse Waters, those two guys call him out. I think.
Not to my liking.
No, you're right. Yeah,
I would obliterate.
They just take it to a point. But I found that out with Fox News, and I've looked at all the channels, looked at all over, and I've got all the channels everywhere, and I really can't find one real TV radio station, one real anything.
Someone told me there is a news network, and I don't recall what it is. I'll have to find out. That actually just gives the straight news.
No, I don't believe that.
It's hard to believe on either side. It's hard to believe in this day and age.
What about that Al Jazeera radio? Have you listened to any of that?
No.
I tried.
Is that like Al Jazeera?
Yeah. It's it ain't real pretty. But, you know, for people that haven't been involved in radio or television and just turn it on and think they're getting facts and they don't go anyplace else.
I'm too lazy.
It's easy to brainwash a son of a bitch in this business, isn't it?
See, I call Americans intellectually lazy, because unlike you, unlike me, they don't do their own homework. They just take it face value, whatever anybody tells them. Any idiot could tell them anything, yeah, and they'll believe it. That's why the media is so important in this political agenda they're pushing. But this is why I love Trump and Pompeo and Pence. These guys call a spade a spade.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know if you heard Pompeo's response to that idiot Muslim Omar Ilhan saying, we're responsible. It's our policies that caused Venezuela's downfall.
Yeah, I did hear that.
He said she's ignorant. This is what he called her, ignorant and stupid.
Yeah, but you know what, Kevin? She's going to play her crowd there in her legislative district.
She'll never lose.
She will never lose, just like...
You know why? Because Obama put all the Somalis in that spot of Minnesota.
Yeah.
So that seat will always be a Muslim seat. Yeah.
Well, same way with Bruce Franks and these over here in Missouri. They'll go from 4 or 5 terms, term limit for state rep, then term limit for state senator, and then I don't know where they're going from there, but something will happen that they'll be able to stay in some kind of political position their entire life. And
It's unbelievable. Just read some of this stuff about Stenger. I mean, just to weave your way through the web of deceit and lies and corruption is hard to do. Yeah.
And it started from the get-go.
He's as crooked as the day is long.
Yeah, I don't know. Where the hell did he get? You're from Missouri. I know not from St. Louis.
He came out of nowhere, as far as I knew.
I know he was on the board, but I didn't
know. But I don't live in St. Louis County, so I didn't follow their politics that closely until he became the crook that he is.
Well, I don't know about this Page. I don't know what kind of guy.
I don't know him either. I know that the prosecutor over there, Wesley Snipes, hates white people.
Well, you know that.
Wesley Bell.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes is the actor.
That one guy gave you crap 2 or 3 times on your show about Wesley Snipes, and you had to correct him on numerous occasions.
Right. He's got me saying it now.
Yeah. But, you know, you read through all this stuff, but what most people will do, Kevin, and I think they're intelligent, but you're right, they are mentally lazy. They'll believe what they heard last.
Yes. That's very true.
It's amazing. They'll believe what they heard last.
A little kid will believe what they hear last.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a little kid in a divorce case and he's got to testify, usually they won't let him testify unless they're about 12 years old.
Right.
But even a 12-year-old, if daddy gets to him last, he'll give daddy's version. If mommy gets to him last, he'll give mommy's version.
And it's amazing, but it happens that way.
So what we're saying is this country is a bunch of little children.
Yeah. Well, even you're right. Even the adults, they're the same way. Whatever they've heard last, if they've heard it once or twice, they're saying, "Hey, I think now that's the way it is." Until they hear something else that they can believe on the other side.
And I refer to the House of Representatives as KinderCare. When you've got a guy, this hillbilly from Tennessee.
Now wait a minute. Which hillbilly we're talking?
Cohen.
Oh, okay.
When he comes in with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken and a ceramic chicken where William Barr was going to sit and puts it there.
I remember that,
This guy needs to be, I mean, these people of Tennessee, what do you people come down from the hills, from your still, from getting drunk up there and vote? Is that how this guy got elected? And then he gives, by the way, his neighboring state, Kentucky, some free publicity on Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah. he did do that, but what pisses me off, and it really does, and you talk serious issues, and I do too, and sometimes we go a little crazy, maybe get a little off-center, and I say just a little. But these bastards that come up with these conspiracy theories, come up with all this, they never change. I mean, they just keep it up, and instead of saying, hey, maybe I ought to back off, they make it worse.
Right.
They always, you know, they always go to the worst-case scenario.
Bob Mueller's report was designed and that's why he didn't make a decision. It was designed, and he gave a roadmap to Congress to say, hey, here, go here, keep this thing going. Here's how you keep it going. I won't make a decision. Keep the investigation going through the 2020 election.
Well, I think that's what they're what they're trying to do. But I honestly think Trump and his people, if they do it right, I don't think they're going to stop all of it, but they're going to stop a vast majority of the stuff, I think.
He's going to invoke executive privilege when it comes to McGahn testifying and a lot of the other ones. So it'll either, the Democrats will either back off or it'll go to court where Trump will eventually win.
Well, I think it'll probably end up in court. It might take through the next election.
Which is fine with him.
Yeah, and I think that's right. I think Trump thinks, hey, if that's the way it's going to play out, let's play it out that way.
If you want to play this game, I got news for the liberals. None of them are as smart as Trump. So he's going to outsmart them at every turn. Just like when he said, well, why don't you sanctuary cities take all these illegal aliens since you love them so
what
much?
What happened to that
real quick? Said no. Yeah. That bitch Cher gets up there and starts tweeting, oh, you know, in our city here, we have homeless people all over that are Americans. We need to take care of them first. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, really? Yeah. Well, you don't want these illegals in is the truth.
Now, they drive down in their limousines with all their security, driving to their house.
Behind
their gated walls. But it's easier to come out and say, hey, we need to do this for those people. But it seems like whatever happened, and this was right after the first Trump's election or the last election, all these people are going to move out of the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a zillion of them. If Trump wins, I guarantee you,
Canada.
I'll be moving to Canada. I'll be moving out of the country. What happened to all that crap?
Because they're all full of crap.
Well,
That's the basic part of it.
But yeah, they were going to, everybody was going to move out. It was going to be this, going to be that.
Right.
And nothing ended up happening.
And no one ever says, you know, someone in the media ought to come up to a Leonardo DiCaprio or somebody and say, or Cher and say, hey, how come you're still here? You said you were going to leave, Alec Baldwin. Were you lying?
I do remember that, yeah.
Were you lying when you said you were going to leave? Is that what you are now? We should understand that you're a liar.
But they'll come after Trump.
Sure.
But the situation with Alec Baldwin, they won't come after him beating the hell out of his daughter, calling her a whore. They don't
on a recording.
Yeah, on a recording. They don't want to remember any of that. They just want to remember the two-thirds of lies they made up on Trump. And some people will fall for that crap.
Right. Well, most of these idiots do. Wouldn't you... Your first question would be to Pelosi, since she called William Barr a liar and a criminal. She said that's a crime. Well, my first question to her would be, what are you going to do about it? If you really believe that's true, which of course it's not.
Yeah, right.
But if you really believe it is, other than just mouthing off and saying it is, what are you going to do about it? I mean, you're the Speaker of the House. You've got a guy you just accused of lying to the Congress. That's a crime. What are you going to do about it?
Well, they've been lying about these Republicans forever.
Yeah.
Nothing ever gets done on either. I mean, on either end, though,
absolutely,
Kevin.
Absolutely.
On either end.
They're always in gridlock, which probably benefits us.
Oh, sure.
That means they can't hurt us.
Yeah. Well, they can't help us either.
No, but they don't want to help us.
Well, that's true.
Remember, these liberals now say that we're here for the American people. No. None of you are there for the American people. You're there to line your own pockets. Yeah.
I heard that whenever they had some stuff with Abe Lincoln. That started way back then. They haven't done too good a job helping us along the way, have they?
No, they sure haven't.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with our sports director and star of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 a.m. And we'll be back to talk to Kevin right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA. You're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. What's right, and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. Always welcome, welcome back to the dark side. We've got a few more minutes. We're sitting here with our sports director and star of the Kevin Slayton Show, the King, every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 a.m., Mr. Kevin Slayton.
Hey, you know what? I'm, excuse me, surprised that you're not on the list of Facebook people.
You know, I thought the same thing.
That's an insult, isn't it?
I mean, hell, they've had me. They want to have a congressional hearing in Washington. They got a hold of U.S. Senator Durbin. They got a hold of Duxworth. They got a hold of everybody. Where the hell am I at on that list? And I guarantee you they all know who I am.
Oh, you can count on that.
They all know who I am. Hey, Kevin, we talked a couple days ago on the phone about all this crap going on with all the movie stars and their daughters. And we talked about all the crap going on with the same situation with these athletes. What's the difference between the two?
Well, there isn't, I don't think. Did you see where the Chinese family gave $6.5 million to a guy to get their daughter into Stanford?
Yeah, what is Stanford?
They said they thought this was a donation to the athletic department, to the library, and magically the kid got in.
I'd have named them the new mascot after the kid, right. but it's amazing how they
but
take.
But the athletes are just the same.
Yeah, but there's never, until it gets really, really out of hand, there's never a big thing with the athletic push, is there?
Thank God the FBI actually got involved and is now, and there's a lot of these coaches going to jail, I think.
You think so?
This one guy is singing about every one of them. I mean, he said the only one that wouldn't take money for this one particular kid was a Tom Izzo at Michigan State. Everyone else would have taken the money for him.
Yeah, and you're right, those $6.5 million, but how many 50,000, 100,000 donations go to these schools all throughout the country?
All the time.
And these kids get into school. I don't understand that.
Well, it just shows you these schools are no different than anybody else. They're just a bunch of whores.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as you pay them, they'll give you what you want. You know, we don't care if your son or daughter qualifies for Stanford. If you give us $6.5 million, they're magically in.
I would imagine again, I'd give them their PhD degree the next day. I'd want to work.
I'd say, we're going to expedite your degree program.
That's right. For that kind of money, we're going to do it. Hey, Kevin, as always, we appreciate you stopping by. Kevin Slayton, people, every Monday through Friday, right here on the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM from 7 to 9 AM. Mr. Kevin Slayton. Slayton, you have a good day, and we wish you the best. Last word goes to you.
You have the same, Bob. No last word this time except go William Barr. He's my new hero.
He's your new hero. Okay. Go William Barr, and that comes from the king of all sports media, Kevin Slayton. As always, people, time to go. Don't forget, you can like us on Facebook at KQQZ 1190 AM. Or my person, what was that?
You better hurry.
Oh, yeah. Or my personal page, Crazy Reaper, Bob Romanek. You can also listen to my repeat performance every day, Monday through Friday, at 4 o'clock p.m. and now broadcasting from the graveyard to the graveyard shift every night at the stroke of midnight. You can stream my shows live or stream my repeat performances online at insanebroadcasting.com, common spelling, or stream directly by downloading the TuneIn radio app. That's our preferred streaming choice. My shows are also available via podcast with iTunes or your podcast provider on your iPhone or Android device. Just search for Bob Romanek and are the Grim Reaper of Radio. And as always, friend and foe, everybody have a safe, prosperous, and enjoyable weekend. Don't want to see anybody get hurt. Don't want to see anybody die, because I want to fight my enemies for the next 30 years. So let's have a good time with our families this weekend. Let's enjoy life. But let's remember, people, at the end of the day, the majority has to win. And we, as a proud white and proud black, are the majority. So let's all get off our asses and do what needs to be done. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. Nothing violent, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.